Time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, the Bills improved now to 6-5 with that win over the Jaguars. How did it all come together yesterday?
Some people might accuse me of being too harsh on the Bills at times, and they deserve it, but hey, they won two in a row, and instead of giving away two close games like they've done so many times in the past, they won them and definitely deserve credit. Yes, they did just eke out a victory over the 2-8 Jaguars, arguably the league's second-worst team. As I mentioned on Friday, this was an absolute must-win to keep their slim playoff hopes alive, rather. And keep them alive they did, according to the preeminent analytics site 538. The Bills now have a 27% chance of making the playoffs. However, this was the same highly respected analytics site that gave Donald Trump a 22% chance to win the presidency the night before the election. Just goes to show you that anything can happen for better or for or much worse. In reality, the Bills' road to the playoffs did just get one game closer, as they now need to go 5-0 still, or 4-1 at worst to have a shot. Still steep odds, but getting more and more possible each week.
All right, let's get on to the field. When it looked like the Bills just couldn't get anything going for a while, how did it all finally unfold?
Hey, you aren't kidding. This was the tale of two halves. The first half was one of the most boring we've seen in recent memory. After the Jaguars took a 7-0 lead in the opening drive, neither team could put much together. Yes, the Bills did get a touchdown for what should have been a game-tying score, but no. Dan Carpenter missed the extra point to cap off a sloppy first half, as we've seen in quite some time, as it closed out with a 7-6 Jaguars lead going into halftime. But what a difference halftime made. After gaining just 63 total yards through the first 30 minutes, the Bills came out in the second half to eclipse that on their first play alone with a 75-yard touchdown run by who else but LeSean McCoy. And that excitement was a sign of things to come. As much as the first half was boring, that the second half was anything but. Gave us five lead changes, five touchdowns, three by the Bills, two by the Jaguars, along with an exciting finish that saw the Bills' defense make a fourth down stop on the Jaguars' final offensive drive to lock up a 21-28 win, even though it was against a 2-8 team. It was nice and a needed win to keep the Bills' season alive.
All right, so we have five games remaining in that season. So what should Bills fans take away from this game and look for from key players?
Let's start with the obvious, the elephant herd in the room, which is the quarterback situation. Tyrod Taylor, I say that because he's not good, but he's not bad either. Against the Jaguars, he was 12 of 18 for just 166 yards with one passing and one rushing touchdown. It was exactly the performance you'd expect from a 6-5 quarterback, and it didn't make the decision of Bills management any easier. He didn't do enough to trend positively or enough to hurt future prospects, but given the options in free agency that might be available next year, he still has a lot to prove in the final five games, to be honest. Sets up as an amazing opportunity for him. If he can go 4-1 to get this team to 10-6, I can't see the Bills moving on from him. And the return of Sammy Watkins showed just how good he is when healthy. But being healthy is that big asterisk of his short NFL career so far. I doubt he's 100% now, but after missing eight games, he had three receptions for 80 yards. Not too bad. Again, given the wide receiver draft class that he was a part of, he's going to be compared to the likes of Odell Beckham as the headliner, Mike Evans, Kelvin Benjamin, slew of others. So Watkins has a lot of pressure on his shoulders, a lot to prove down the stretch. And lastly, there's the mercurial Marcell Dareus. After a drug suspension, coming back apparently out of shape, he had the best game of his season yesterday and one to build on, two sacks, three tackles for loss. He looked like the players the Bills expected him to be. So, despite all that and a sloppy start, Bills playmakers stepped up to solidify a win that they needed to have. And with all that, there's a lot for Bills fans to look for over the last five games. I'm still a bit skeptical, but since we seem to be living in a world where the bizarre now seems possible, maybe the Bills can add their own chapter to 2016.
That would be the chapter I would like to read.
You and me both, Jay.
Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you.